gather these here and mix it all together and bake it. Kind of like into the Boston brown bread, except it's better.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. To make corn pones, I used to see them cook them on the old hearth. The lid of that thing, it had legs to stand up so you had cold and under. And the lid to stand up there, you know, on the thing to stand up on legs.
Uh-huh.
It had a handle to it, and it had the around the lid, had flanges. So it'd be a pan-like thing up on top of everything. Put cold out of the hearth on that. Make some of the finest corn bread you ever saw in the world. They call them corn muffins and hush puppies, believe it or not.
Hush puppies. Hush puppies are something made in deep fat, is that right? You were trying
to find deep fat, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's what they call corn fritters.
How about boiling cornmeal with greens? What do you call that?
Corn dumplings.
Corn dumplings. What's a corn dodger?
I think that's the thing fried and deep greens. Same for hush puppies.
Hush puppies.
Uh-huh. The same thing.
Uh-huh. Did ever hear hoe cake?
Hoe cake? Well, that's a big pone I've been telling you about.
Oh, I see. Is this another name for pone?
And that is best, can be baked on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's sort of a spiral. So a little bit of whole ice is on top, you know, but I mean, it's deep, hot, heat underneath, and heat on top, baked even on all sides.
Mm.
When you get some corn pone baked like that, you'll say that's the best of the vegetables you ever got hold of.
Mm.
It used to be popular in the old 7 days.
Mm-hmm. Someone was telling me that their grandparents used to make an oak fire out of oak, and then when the ashes were hot, put in some thick cornmeal batter and cover that batter with ashes, and then when it was baked, take it out and wash off the ashes. Do you ever remember that?
No, but I remember it. Some of the best chicken I ever saw in my life. They wrap it up in cloth. The whole chicken, with all the seasoning in it that needed. They wrap it in, thick amount of paper. They wet that paper through and through. They bought it and hold it in the ground and make a fire on it. Still fire and keep the fire going just about all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And that paper would hold the juices from the chicken.
I see.
And when you get that out of there, it'd be like if you had tenderized chicken, they could have imitations of that in the hospital at the end time. Mm-hmm. The people require special diets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the best chicken I ever tasted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I learned that way, you can make that cornbread the same way.
They call it ash cake. Did you never heard of ash cake, ash bread?
No, I never did.
Uh-huh.
I don't see right offhand how you can get that all mixed up with these.
I don't either. They say they washed off the ashes.
Now, you could take that and put it in this aluminum foil.
Uh-huh.
Wrap it up in there and bake it underground, build a fire in it.
Well, this was way back, 100 years. This person was about 80, and his grandparents used to do that.
A lot of things went back in those days, you know, they don't go now, you know.
Yeah.
People had to live.
Yeah. He said it was very good. And soft cornbread that you use in a bowl with a spoon, what do you call that?
I don't know. I see him put it in with pot liquor.
Do you ever call it?
I was a ton of pot liquor, coming up in there.
Mush? You ever call it mush?
Mush. Mush, I think.
That sound familiar?
Dunk bread? Dunk corn bread.
Uh-huh. And how about bread and loaves made of white flour?
Hoe cake? That's the corn bread you're talking about. Hoe cake.
Uh-huh.
Loaves?
White flour.
Loaves?
How do you refer to light bread?
Light bread is the name for here.
Uh-huh. And a pastry about so big with a hole in the middle,